Welcome to the Essential Shift Podcast. My name is Laetitia Andrac. If you're a mission-driven entrepreneur looking to grow your soul-aligned business by blending strategy, practical tips, and spiritual wisdom, you're in the right place. Enjoy these conversations about the art of mastering essential shifts in all areas of business and life. Open your heart and mind to all the possibilities that are waiting for you. Welcome to a new episode of the Essential Shift Podcast. How are you feeling? How was the last episode all about bro marketing is out, intuitive selling is in, make you feel? Send me a DM on Instagram at essential.shift to let me know how you go. And also, don't hesitate to follow, rate, review this podcast or sharing it with a friend because it really helps me touch new ears and new hearts with this new way of selling and this new way of business, which is all about weaving intuition and strategy together. So today, in this episode, when you listen to this episode, you will discover four prevalent sales myths that often lead to damaged customer relationships and unsustainable business growth. And then you'll learn the empowering realities behind this myth, rooted in the principle of intuitive selling. Intuitive selling is an approach that I teach in my course that prioritizes empathy, authenticity, and genuine value creation. So I am here to reassure you by the end of this episode, you will be able to understand what are the myths out there and what's preventing you from selling because we have those harmful myths and feel empowered to try a new way of selling. A new way that's actually leaving your clients feel great and makes you feel great too. Because HubSpot study is showing that 71% of consumers feel frustrated by pushy sales tactics. So let's unpack those myths. The first one, which is really linked to this data point, the first one is aggressiveness equals success. So many people are teaching sales in a way that is pushy, aggressive, no matter the cost. And I have been trained in one of the best business schools in the world, top 9 in the world. And yes, the way we were taught selling was really about let's be pushy. And this is how, when you are embracing sales as something you need to win and you need to push through and you need to make that sale no matter what, you are not going to enjoy it and your clients are not going to enjoy it. As I've shared, HubSpot study shows that 71% of consumers feel frustrated by pushy sales tactics. So that's a myth. You don't need to be aggressive to be successful. You don't need to be pushy to be successful. You don't need that. What about you try another way? What about you try to embrace empathy, deep listening and understanding of your customer needs, and aligning solution to their unique circumstances? As I love to say, we have two ears and one mouth. And in a selling conversation, this is the best time to use your two ears, to really listen. Because when you do that, it will increase, according to the Journal of Consumer Research, by 23% your customer loyalty. And that's my experience. When I was a salesperson in the shop, when I was 20-year-old, 21, 22, in the shop, in the orange shop, working 2 days a week on shift to pay for my very beautiful business school, I was not embracing the pushy tactics. I was listening and I was serving every customer in the best way. And what was happening? They were coming back. They were coming back and they were asking for me. And those days where I was not in, they would leave the shop and come back on the days that I was in. That's loyalty. That's what you want to create. So please stop being aggressive in your conversation with potential clients. Embrace empathy, deep understanding, and deep listening. So that's the first myth. Aggressiveness equals success. The second myth is disconnection from values is acceptable. What is behind this? It's the fact that a lot of people are embracing sales strategies that don't align with their personal values, their business values. The most important for them is closing a deal. So if it's disconnected from their value, it's okay. As long as they are making a sales, making those dollar, ching-a-ding, a conversion is happening. And that is going to backlash. That is going to have reputational damage for you, for your business. You won't be able to look at yourself in the mirror. And that's what's happening with many of the ways that you've been taught about selling. And that's why selling may feel icky, because you've been told that what's important is selling. But this disconnects you from yourself, from your purpose, from your value, from your why. And then you are disregarding yourself along with your client's best interests. Whereas if you embrace selling in a way that's aligned with your value, with your core principle, with your business why, then your sales practices are making easier. They're made easier, and you can cultivate trust, loyalty, and sustainable growth in your business. Let me share with you an example. I had a client coming to work with me, and she has been taught by another mentor in the past around sales how you need to sell in this way, do this, do that, do this, do that. And she was feeling depleted. She had lost her spark. She had lost her mojo in her business because those sales practices, yes, they were generating revenue and conversion, but she was not feeling aligned with it because they were kind of manipulative. So what did I do? We unpacked all of this. We unpacked her value. We unpacked what was truly important for her. And then we aligned her sales strategy with that, which is what intuitive selling is all about. And Harvard Business Review finds that brands with ethical values see an average revenue increase of 8% over their competitors. So that's where I would love for you to really embrace a way of selling that is aligned with your core values, your core business value, your core personal values, so that you can sell in a way that prioritizes yourself and your client's welfare, not the short-term win. So those are the two first key myths that I wanted to debunk. And I'm going to come back and mention two other myths before we go. But right now, let's have a little break and listen to Cressida's feedback about intuitive selling.
Hi, my name's Cressida, and I help women get the most radical transformation towards glowing skin. And I fell into business by mistake. So I really am still very junior in learning about business, but what I do know is that I want to help people. And so for me, I find sometimes it can be quite challenging to understand how to put things out as a business offering. And I always thought that selling was a bit like ick and gross. And then by doing this course with Leticia, I really was able to reframe that actually I have a solution. And because I'm coming from this authentic place of wanting to help people, Leticia helped me be able to package that together and put it out there and not be afraid if it wasn't the right option for someone, and really just encourage me to get going. So if you have an offer that you want to put out there and you have a heart-led business and that you really just want to be super aligned with what you're doing, this is the course for you, because number one, she'll hold you to account. So if you've got an idea and it's good, she's going to kick your butt till you get it out there. And number two, it is also to really helps guide you towards packaging it together in a way that's going to be sustainable for you and also to be successful for your business. So if you have something to get out there, go do this intuitive selling course.
Let's cover now our third myth. Never accepting no is a good strategy. Oh my goodness, this one. There is this big belief this big myth around selling that a successful salesperson should never take no for an answer. And you must relentlessly pursue the client until they cave. Who has been feeling this? Who has been selling in this way? Or who has been a victim of those kind of practices? I know I have. And that is horrible because it damages trust in the brand, in the person who's trying to sell you at any cost. Someone who never takes no for an answer is kind of bullying us towards buying something. So it leaves you feeling disrespected, and it's actually, as a business owner, may close door for future opportunities with this client. There is a big difference between not taking no for an answer and being resilient as a business owner. And I cover that in the Intuitive Selling course, which is seeing no as a new opportunity. When you respect your client decision or your potential client decision in a no, and you listen deeply to why it is a no. What do they need instead? Where are they at in their journey? Why are they not renewing their subscription with you? Why are they not buying another product? Why are they not buying another offering that you're putting out there? You can actually build long-term relationships. That is so important, because if you twist the arm of someone just because you don't want to take a no, you are actually closing the doors to new opportunities. That's where I really want you to really thrive by adopting this more empathetic, client-centric approach and honoring someone's no. You don't want to bully anyone into buying from you. And I think that's where we see sales practices today as very manipulative and icky, because we have this myth, which is very strong, which is never accept no. Never accept no. But shifting your mindset and moving into becoming a trusted advisor, not just a sales representative, as shown according to Salesforce, that 79% of people are more likely to buy from you. So that's why I love to share with my clients, let's go after 100 no's. 100 no's, 100 new opportunities. So then you can proactively listen to the objections and you can honor them. And I am telling you, you will never fill out the 100 no's form. You will get a yes before you go through the 100 no's. So see the no as a new opportunity. This is a reframe that I teach in Intuitive Selling, and I really want you to embrace that. So that was our third myth. Never accepting no is a good strategy. I hope I've proved you it's a very bad strategy. Very short-termist, manipulative, and that damaged trust. So the fourth myth, which is the one that I am so passionate about demystifying, killing it, is bro marketing guarantees sales growth. No, but it's a myth, because bro marketing in the short term may create more sales, yes, in the short term. But this hyper-aggression, these empty promises, this one-fits-all approach that I've mentioned in last week's podcast is actually very short-termist. Because in reality, what you want to foster a more inclusive, a more effective sales environment that value personal connection, alignment with your value, genuine problem solving, and then you have long-term results rather than having long-term reputational and financial costs of those aggressive sales culture. And I am telling you, those who embrace bro marketing may be successful right now, but as clients become more sophisticated in their decision-making, it is not going to last long. So that's where I really want you to know that bro marketing guarantees sales growth is another myth. So those are the four myths that we covered today and that I hope I debunked properly for you. Aggressiveness equals success. No, let's reframe that. Disconnection from values is acceptable when selling. No, let's change that. Only sell in alignment with your values. Never accepting no is a good strategy. please reframe and see no as a new opportunity and listen to the why of the no and embrace the no. The no will guide you towards more aligned sales. Bro marketing guarantees sales growth. Oh my goodness, no. Not in the long term. I know I am here for the marathon. I am here for the long term. So I will never go for short-term bro marketing sales approach. And I hope you do too. If you're very keen to explore deeper those topics with me and keep learning about those myths and how to sell in a way that is more intuitive, you can join my workshop, which is happening on the 23rd of April, either at 9 a.m. Sydney time or 7:30 p.m. Sydney time. It's completely free. And I'll introduce you to the three ways to sell with ease. So from icky to intuitive way of selling, with some pragmatic tips for you to start selling now. And if you feel like you're already ready to join my intuitive selling program, we start the next round 5 weeks, starting on the 29th of April. And I would so love to have you joining if that feels right for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and feel free to message me on Instagram at essential.shift with your feedback. Next week, I'll come on and share with you 4 more myths in the part 2 of those myth debunking around selling. Thank you again. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning into the Essential Shift podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, leave a review, and even give it a shout out on social media. You can find me at essential.shift on Instagram. Until next episode, blessed be.